Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hello, you're in the clubhouse. It's a beautiful February morning. We've got Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Editor Equipment, Lynn Marriott, co-founder of Vision 54, Joey Tadeo, co-owner of the Aloha Golf Center, Matt Janella, co-host of The Morning Drive on Golf Channel, and Jonathan Wall, PGA Tour equipment writer. He watched Phil Mickelson almost shoot a 59. But first, before we get to Mike Johnson, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, sponsored by Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Hawaii's South Shore gem. Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And by Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent by nature. Completely renovated greens, bunkers, and clubhouse. The Prince Course is offering Kama'aina unlimited Saturday and Sunday play for just $99. Call 826-5001. Princeville's Prince Course.
Starting off the show, Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, sir. And it's good to have you on the show. Is the Golf Digest hot list out now?
It is out, and we are getting the reviews on it from folks who did well, some folks who think they could have done better. And interestingly, I think this year we had more no-name companies than ever before on the list. And, you know, that's enveloped some discussion as well.
No-name.
Well, I don't know how many people are aware of Flanagan Golf or Byron Morgan putters, but both of those are on the hot list this year.
In other words, no name would be people who don't spend a whole lot of money to advertise.
Well, no name would be, in my opinion, people that company names that people aren't familiar with. When it comes to the hot list, the advertising really has nothing to do with it.
Excellent. And that's why we like Golf Digest Hot List. Get it. You can either get it on iPad, which is really cool, or, of course, you can get your regular edition. If you have a subscription to Golf Digest, you automatically get to have it downloaded to your iPad. You get it just a little bit quicker. Let's go over some of the big names that we... Let's start off with the Nike. The Nike introduction, we haven't talked much about the Nike introduction of Rory McIlroy with the smoke. It was like he was coming right out of the, what is it called, the oven when they introduced him in Abu Dhabi?
Well, you know, that was typical Nike flash and dash. And, you know, personally, I think for a player introduction, probably a little bit on the unnecessary side. but that's what they do. And, you know, it was good to finally get that out there. Obviously, it had been rumored about for a long time. And I was just happy that I never had to write the phrase, supposed to go to Nike or rumored to go to Nike yet again. It was nice just to get it out of the way.
That VS Covert driver, it really may, I mean, I see it everywhere. They're just inundating us with ads. Is it... Yeah, Nike athletes seem to like it an awful lot. Have you tried
it? I have, and it did earn a gold medal on the Golf Digest Hot List and got a great score in the innovation category. And I think it's a driver they should be proud of. I mean, let's be honest. Nike has had some hit and misses in golf equipment. They've kind of struggled at times, certainly with the driver. But this one, I think they've done a lot of things right. I mean, it's certainly noticeable with its candy apple red head and the cavity in the sole. But, you know, they've also done some of the little things that they've struggled with in the past and gotten them right this time. And I think particularly in the sound. I think they've had some issues with sound in the past, and this one actually sounds, to my opinion, and also that of our testers, quite good. And I think that's a very small thing that people sometimes overlook, but golfers know what they like and don't like to hear, and this one I think is pleasing to the ear.
Absolutely. Sound is everything. I tried a putter once, and it was nice, but it sounded tinny. And it drove me crazy. The sound comes to you last. It's not like, you know, you make contact and the sound doesn't happen at contact. Your ears don't perceive it at that moment, which I kept trying to tell myself. You know, the sound, Danielle, is not the... But it does. It makes all the difference in the world. And this,
well, without question. I mean, what people will tell you, and R&D people will tell you all the time is, sound is equated to feel. What people say is a bad feel is often really a bad sound. So, you know, that is how important it is. What you experience is what many everyday players and even tour players experience. If it doesn't sound right, they think it doesn't feel right, and it becomes a non-starter.
This adjustable driver, they talk about it being not just how many ways does it adjust?
Well, it depends on what you want to do. I mean, you can adjust it upwards of 80 different ways if you want to with all the various fine-tuning. But I think the big key of adjustability for everyday players is the fact that they should try it. A lot of them don't. Some research shows that of the people that buy adjustable drivers, some 80% never touch it once they put it in a setting. And I'm betting 50% of those people probably don't even know where the wrench is anymore. It's a great tool. It's a great fitting tool, and yes, you can make the argument if you've been properly fit and they adjust it to that, that should be the last time you ever need to do anything with it. But I think everyday golfers, players evolve, their swing evolves, their swing changes, conditions change. It's worth fiddling around every now and then.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. By the same token, I think as your swing changes, I think you should go back to someone who really knows how to use that wrench and make the adjustments. And then as you learn to tinker with your own tool, then it's safe. Otherwise, you can really get yourself in trouble. But that's just my humble opinion on that one.
I agree with that. If you're not comfortable doing it yourself, certainly you probably know someone who does know what they're doing, or certainly the pro or assistant pro at the club you play at knows what they're doing and are happy to help. And it really does work. I mean, there was a great photo on golfwrx.com this week of Phil Mickelson with the wrench in his hand changing the weights out. I mean, if a tour player who's dialed into the utmost degree is out there with a wrench, why isn't an everyday player giving it a try?
Okay. All right. Now, speaking of Phil Mickelson, I think you had a tweet, and I love Twitter because we really get to hear things that you're thinking in the moment about your opinions. And what you said about Callaway and Phil Mickelson, that after what he, you know, his almost 59, he shot the 60 first day at Waste Management Phoenix Open using that Callaway Razor Fit Extreme, and he kissed it. Did he kiss it?
Well, I don't know if he kissed it, but he certainly gave it a kiss with his words. I mean, you know, he went from Phil the Thrill to Phil the Shill in one fell swoop. And I don't say that in a bad way. I mean, Phil Mickelson does what you want your player to do if you're an equipment company. He actually talks about the product by name and hypes it up. And I see far too many guys who are endorsing equipment or endorsing products who will simply just cash the check. Or if they're in an interview setting, they might say something like, man, that putter was really working today, and they fail to mention the product.
Yeah.
If you are an endorser of a product and you really believe in it, get out there and pump it up a little bit. And I have to say, nobody does it better than Phil. He is a master at it. Sometimes it comes across as too commercial. But I think if you're Callaway Golf, you'd rather have that than not mention the product at all.
We're talking with Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor. I worked on the Golf Digest Hot List. And let's get to, the three, you know, the Nike, the Callaway. Now, Ping. Ping had to come out with somebody, right? And who do they come out with? It's Michael Phelps, a commitment to Ping for his... I guess his debut on television to try to learn the game.
Well, yeah, and I think what's lost in the fact of that, I mean, is in this era of signings and people making big splashes, what Ping tends to do better than anybody else is retain their players. What got lost in all the Rory signings and Nick Watneys and all that is the fact that this year Ping re-upped Bubba Watson, Louis Oosthuizen, and Lee Westwood. It didn't get a lot of publicity because, A, they did it before the end of the year, and secondly, they were already players who they had relationships with. But fact is, all three of those players' contracts expired, and they were able to re-sign them, and those are three really top-shelf players. The Phelps thing is certainly a little different, but it, as you saw, it generated some buzz. It generated some publicity for him outside of professional golf. Phelps is obviously a recognizable name. And I think for probably what I'm guessing is a relatively modest investment, they got a pretty good return on that.
Yeah, and he said some really nice things, like he felt comfortable with the company because it's very family-oriented. I happened to read that in the interview you had with Michael Phelps.
he was thanks for the pump up there, but he was actually a real joy to talk to. I spoke with him for about 15 to 20 minutes, and his genuine enthusiasm for the game really came through. And that was refreshing. I didn't know what I was going to get there. And I think that really came through, that he wants to play. He wants to improve. He shares a lot of the frustrations all of us, endure that are everyday players. And then he's hooked in and he comes back for more. I think the relationship with Ping, I think he was sincere. I mean, I know the Ping people pretty well. And that familial atmosphere there. You know, I spent a day with Lee Westwood there about 2 weeks ago, and he spoke of that. I spent a day with Bubba Watson there last June. He spoke of that, and it's sincere. And I think it's a real plus for a company that maybe doesn't have the wherewithal of the TaylorMades or Callaways or Titleist, but they're able to keep these players under contract because they sense that they're part of this larger family.
Yeah, he also talked about the fitting, the Ping, a commitment to custom fitting, how comfortable he felt after his clubs were fit. Hey, everybody listen to this, how comfortable he felt after his clubs were fit. Go have your clubs fitted, for heaven's sakes. He uses a gigantic grip and much longer shafts. Tell us about that.
Well, what you said, Danielle, is absolutely true. There's so many players out there, everyday golfers, that kind of say to themselves, I'm not good enough to benefit from a custom fitting. And that's just hogwash. In fact, the everyday player will benefit more than the tour player because the tour player has the skills to overcome ill-fitted clubs if that were the case. We don't have that skill set. So we need every advantage we can get, and I'm a really big proponent of custom fitting. You know, if you're going to spend $300-$400 on a driver, $600-$800 on a new set of irons, why wouldn't you go get custom fit? It doesn't make sense. In Phelps' case, he found out he needed that extra large grip. He needed clubs that were 3 degrees upright. That's not a very standard setting. And if he had just had standard clubs, that would be a real problem for him. He also found, because he is 6'4", he needed clubs that were an inch longer. He needed stiffer shafts to help bring his spin rate down. All those things were born out of a custom fitting experience, and it's really going to help him as he goes on and plays the game.
Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor. Let's change it up a little bit. Right now, the USGA is having its annual meeting, and it was interesting because the biggest splash TaylorMade made in this past month with all the equipment, the show, and what have you, was when their CEO came out and talked about the end of the USGA, that it was becoming obsolete, that bifurcation, was going to happen no matter what. What did you think of his statements on that?
Well, obviously, I have the highest respect for Mark King. He's a brilliant guy who's been in the industry a long time and certainly knows his stuff. That said, I think that call might be a little bit premature. For starters, I don't hear a lot of everyday players talking about their hatred of the USGA or how they feel they're holding them back. I don't think bifurcation is inevitable. As for the USGA going away, I think golfers are conditioned to play by the rules, or at least think they're playing by the rules, right? Yeah. No one yeah, we rake in the four-footer, maybe take a mulligan or whatever, but we all think kind of at our base we're playing by the rules of golf. And I think this is particularly true in the area of equipment, because if it weren't, golfers would be using the Polara ball and the Robin Hood balls that go further. They would be top sellers. The Callaway ERC2, when it came out, would have been a runaway hit. Instead, it was a commercial flop. And I think it's not just convincing one person that it's okay to play outside the rules. It's convincing four people. All it takes is one player in a foursome to look at another and say, hey, you have a non-conforming driver there or a non-conforming golf ball, and it's coming out of the bag. I don't think it's as easy as put forth to just say it's going away. The USGA will become irrelevant. I don't believe that. The game needs a governing body, and I think people respect the USGA's authority as the governing body, even if they don't particularly agree with everything they do.
Cindy Davis, Nike's CEO, she talked about how it behooves everyone in the game to grow the game, to get more people to play the game. Now, the question is, how are we going to do that? How are we going to get more people into the game? I sometimes think the rules of the game stifle the growth of the game, because people tend to think that they have to know this entire rule book to get out and play it. And I just don't believe that. I don't think we should tell people. I think we should tell people, listen, go out. Here are some of the basic things you need to know about a golf course. Here's a club. Here's a ball. Let's go for the green.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think we can sum it up in a word and or two words, and that's intimidation factor, right? I think people are intimidated a bit by the game. They're intimidated by the rules. They're intimidated by the perceived formality of the game. They're intimidated a little bit by the other people who are out and more versed in the game that are playing it. The fact is, I think the game would grow if you did with beginners a lot what I did with my son when he first wanted to play. You know, I took him out to the middle of the fairway and teed up the ball there, so he's not slashing it around in the rough or holding up the golf course. And as he got better, we kept moving back, moving back, moving back. You know, it also didn't matter if he five-putted or hit out a turn or whatever. The idea was to have fun. And I think we need to extend this a little bit more to adults. And what I like to call, you know, kind of a snobbery of golf, which is, it's not a socioeconomic snobbery. It's a snobbery that a lot of better players don't want to play with less skilled players. And I've seen it happen at my golf club where some guys are almost outcast because they don't play well. Well, that doesn't help anybody, because those players are then going to become disillusioned. The game won't be fun. They'll seek to quit the game instead of stay with it. And then it has the ripple effect, right? No green fees, no club fees, no cart fees, no equipment sold, no food and beverage sold in the restaurant. We need people to play the game and stick with the game. And to do that, I think we all need to relax just a little bit.
Excellent. Mike Johnson, Golf World Senior Equipment Editor, Golf Digest Hot List. A couple of things just real quickly, because I have to go into a break. And right now, Lynn Marriott's going to teach us a little bit about Vision 54 coming up. But first, tell me, should Vijay Singh be suspended for using deer antler spray?
I think, you know, what we saw with Doug Barron got a year's suspension. I think, if you know, all the evidence holds up and points to the fact, you know, that Singh did use a banned substance. And, you know, I don't see how you can't. You know, the precedent with Doug Barron has kind of already been set.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in my opinion, if the evidence holds up, and, you know, Vijay doesn't seem to be denying the fact that he used this product, and apparently the product does have a banned substance, if those are the facts, I think you get the same punishment Doug Barron got.
There we go. And finally, sir, who are you taking for Super Bowl?
I know a lot of people are on the Ravens bandwagon, but I'm taking the Niners.
Hey! Okay, Hawaii benefits economically whenever the 49ers are on top. So we're going for the Niners here. Thanks so much for being on the show. We'll do this again.
look forward to it, Danielle. Take care.
Thank you very much. Mike Johnson, Golf World Equipment Senior Editor. We'll be back with Lynn Marriott, Vision 54, right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The first tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. We're joined now by Lynn Marriott, co-founder, Vision 54, author of 3 books, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, The Game Before the Game, and, oh dear, I almost forgot, yes, it's Play Your Best Golf Now, which is exactly what we want to do, so we're going to talk with Vision 54's Lynn Marriott. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. You know, we hear the Vision 54. There are so many gizmos and gimmicks and clubs and all the different things that people try to use to improve their game. And people hear Vision 54. Is that something? What is Vision 54?
Funny. Well, it's not a gizmo and it's not a gadget, but it's a belief in possibilities. And it actually comes from the idea that we, Pia Nielsen, the other co-founder of Vision 54, we believe that there's a player that will shoot 54 or lower at some point. And we firmly believe in that. But to do that, we had to look at what were things that were holding players back from achieving that, and how did we need to coach that would be different to help players on that journey towards 18 birdies. And I say that it represents possibilities and bringing possibilities to life, because for some people that Vision 54 is just playing golf for the first time, or for some it's breaking 120 or breaking 100 or breaking 90, breaking 80, and so forth. But it's about seeing the future as a future of possibilities. And I'd like to say that why we say that is that so much in golf instruction is around faults and fixes, is that people see all these faults in their game, or they see all these things that need to be fixed, and that's their mindset versus looking at possibilities.
So it's having a not a dream, but a vision to accomplish a goal, and you set that goal as high as you can and achieve it, and then you can set a new vision.
Absolutely. I mean, people often say, well, what if somebody shoots 53? And we're like, ah, oh, you kind of missed the point. And I think Nicklaus's eclectic score at Augusta was 47, you know. And what, I'll just say that another thing that came out of Vision 54 when Pia started this years ago with the Swedish national teams is she was working with players that had all, you know, were quite good players. And they had all, when they looked at their home course, they had all birdied every hole on their home course. So they had, in effect, had already shot 54 or lower, but they hadn't achieve that in the same round. But they knew it was possible. You know, so that's the whole eclectic thing. And
yes.
Again, it's just a mindset of looking at possibilities and what I'm doing well when I play well.
Well, you said earlier, what gets in people's way? What does get in people's way of accomplishing their best?
Yeah, well, one of the things that we found is that, you know, and this has been a collective effort of ours from being a player. Pia was a player on the LPGA Tour. I've been a PGA member, a teacher for over 30 years now, is that there's an incomplete set of skills to actually play the game out there. So many people know they need to learn technique, and technique is incredibly important. But it's only one piece of the game. And then they might know that they need fitted equipment that fits their swing and fits their body. And now, the last 15 years, we've known much more about fitness in golf, that, you know, the whole body swing connection is that you can't make a swing that your body can't do. So you need to actually figure that out, know what that is, and make some choices accordingly. But just having good technique and having equipment that's fitted and knowing your whole kind of athletic identity is still not enough. You need to learn some actual essential playing skills. And so that's what we really have felt that we bring to the game and we help golfers learn, whether it's a new golfer or it's a tour player who found out that they were like stellar in those other three areas, but they're still shooting high scores for their level of play. So that's in our last book, Play Your Best Golf Now. That's what we've outlined as 8 essential playing skills that helps with, some people call it the art of performance.
Lynn Marriott, co-founder of Vision 54 with Pia, what I need to ask you, because another thing, we hear Vision 54, and then we hear Think Box, Play Box, Decision Line. Okay, you know, all right, where's my Think Box, where's my Play Box, and where's the Decision Line? I'm confused.
Okay, well, what makes our game different is that the ball is sitting still. And I say our game different, it's different than other sports, where in other sports the ball is moving and you're in a reactive state. So what we found is that golfers actually needed just an essential skill of organizing themselves for every shot. And it's different than like just a pre-shot routine. It's knowing that there's a place where you actually can think about your technique and think about the shot and the yardage and the club you're going to choose. And this is, again, for a new golfer or a touring professional, that there's a place they can cognitively get ready for the shot. And then that cognitive thinking has to stop. It actually has to be completed. And you make a decision, and you step into what we call the play box. And that is this space. It's this where you set in, and you aim your club in a line, and then you actually make your swing or stroke, that you perform. It's your performance space. And every golfer needs to delineate getting ready, preparing for the shot, and then actually stepping in and performing the shot, or performing the swing, or performing the motion. And again, one of the things that our industry, meaning the golf instruction industry, has done is they've polluted people's performance space. They've polluted their play box. People walk in performing, still preparing. And some people are still trying to fix their swing while they're swinging, like in that 1.7 seconds that it takes to swing a golf club. So that's what Think Box, Decision Line, Play Box is it's just a basic organization that every golfer needs to hit a golf shot.
I want to actually start
playing better golf on the golf course.
Yeah, and when I went to vision54.com, I looked up, I really like what you say. When you're in the Think Box, you look at all the variables, the wind, the lie of the ball, the hazards, and then you verbalize your intentions. I'm going to hit a 6-iron at the tree behind the left corner of the green, and the ball will fade toward the pin and the back line. You know, imagine the shot that you're going to hit. That would be the thinking place.
Correct.
And then when you cross that decision line, okay, that's when people say to you, you can't think, you just have to play. So you then, when you get into the play box, you leave, and this is perfect, you leave your indecision behind.
Yes.
Indecision, you know, hesitation kills. on the road, almost anywhere, right? And I think it kills your shot the most.
Yeah. Well, and the tricky thing is let's say we've got the waste management open happening here in Scottsdale this weekend. And, let's say a player steps in. You're going to see it this weekend. They're going to step into their play box, and they're going to be a little indecisive on the read of their putt. So then they'll make their stroke, and, ball will miss the hole. And then you'll hear the commentators say, oh, let's take a look at that putting stroke. Such and such player just decelerated. So they make a case, and they can make an obvious case that it's technique. The putter wasn't accelerating to the hole. But what caused the deceleration? Well, gosh, it's so obvious what caused the deceleration was the indecision, the hesitation. So players actually need to practice the skill of making the decision and stepping into that play box and going.
Decide, commit, and swing. You say it's as simple as that. There are so many different personalities in this game. And I couldn't help but wonder, as I was reading and preparing to talk to you, what would you do with a personality like a Sergio Garcia, who is emotes so much?
Oh, that's fun. We've never coached Sergio, but we've been to Spain. We've been training for the Spanish Golf Federation. We actually coach a couple other Spanish golfers, but we have not coached Sergio. But we talk about him because, to your question, Danielle, what's interesting, he's very emotive. And he's, if you look back when he was a rookie on the PGA Tour, he was so much fun. I mean, that shot he hit in the PGA Championship behind the trees, and he started galloping out. I mean,
we'll never forget
like
that.
Guy,
yes.
Yeah, he was a guy having fun, and he's a guy that plays with high adrenaline. And then, we've seen quite the opposite the last couple of years. We've seen a guy that looks more sullen on the course, and he was accused of spitting in the cup and so forth. So here's the thing. Players who are high adrenaline need to still play with high adrenaline. They shouldn't try to calm down, but they actually need to play high adrenaline with positive emotions. And we actually, in our book, outline this as a skill called emotional resilience. Because when we have positive emotions, something gets secreted in the body called DHEA. And DHEA is actually a performance-enhancing hormone. It's banned on the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, in the Olympics.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to run out and buy some.
Yeah. Well, you can buy it at Walgreens or CVS, but here's the thing. You secrete it naturally in your natural pharmacy when you experience positive emotions, i.e. Sergio as a rookie at the PGA Championship.
Wow.
So, he still had high adrenaline there, but he was more in what we call in the DHEA zone of performance. And so when players are more, what happens when we're in a negative emotive state, okay, and this could be, again, negative emotions, and it could be anything from rage, anger, frustration, to anxiety, to just kind of apathetic, cortisol gets secreted into the body. And cortisol is a hormone that is often known as a stress hormone. But what cortisol does is it affects a function in the brain, allowing access to the cortex part of the brain. So we have a line at Position 54 that anger makes us stupid. Because what happens is the cortisol shuts off access to this higher brain function. And what happens or resides in the neocortex is fine motor skills, perception, better decision-making, coordination. I mean, sometimes people transition at the top of their swing gets off because they're in too high state of cortisol. So we often use Sergio as an example of a player that had to stay more high adrenaline, but he needs to kick in more of the DHEA, more of the positive emotion side.
And it's easy for us to understand it when we talk about like the, but getting those emotions to stay positive, that's an art. How do you train yourself to?
Well, and we're not the happy instructor people, but what we know is that you can at least learn, and it's a skill. You just said it. It's a skill to be neutral or factual to a swing or an outcome you don't like. And that's not being happy about that your ball just flew out of bounds or your ball just went in the water or that you just four-putted. It's just learning to look at it and take the emotion out and just be factual or neutral about it. I mean, I often love talking about Spanish players. I love when Sevi Ballesteros is asked, okay, Sevi, how'd you four-putt? And he goes, I missed, I make.
Well, that's the bottom line, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
he didn't say I'm an idiot, I'm a jerk,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, and yeah. That's what we say to ourselves. You know, the things my sister and I sat down over New Year's and said, okay, what are we going to do? What's our resolution? Yeah, I don't like resolutions, but what is our resolution this year? To stop saying bad things to ourselves in our own mind, to stop putting ourselves down. And that's something that golfers, you know, we do it to ourselves every swing. It could have been better. I could have done it better. Instead of just accepting it. So when we watch the professionals, and so many of them have this what we think is a blank look on their face. So that's just them staying neutral?
Yeah, I absolutely. Because, I mean, you know, we're watching them in their workspace, and this is about them performing well at work. And so they have to learn that skill, because if they don't, they're not going to do so well.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're just being neutral, many of them, you know. But again, when you do hit a shot that you like, or you make a swing that you like or a stroke that you like, you need to actually create a positive expression, and you need to store that memory. And that's another whole skill, again, we outlined in our last book called The Storage of Memory, because you want to actually start to store those memories so you have access to them in the future.
And that latest book is Play Your Best Golf Now. And we're talking with Lynn Marriott, co-founder of Vision 54 with Pia Nielsen. You have in this book, in Play Your Best Golf Now, a F-16 fighter pilot, something I wanted to be, an opera singer, a dairy farmer, a businessman and woman, teaching professionals, touring pros, all telling us how Vision 54 helped them perform better on the golf course?
Yes. And, you know, that's like typical of who comes to Vision 54. I mean, we do help a lot of tour players, but we have just amateur golfers, newer golfers who come that go, you know, I want to play better golf on the golf course, and I want to enjoy the game more. So, you know, we have some people actually come to us as a last resort, an amateur golfer says, I just can't stand this game anymore. It's killing me. And we help them find their spirit of the game back by learning a couple of skills that they've never actually been a blind spot of how they're going to do that on the golf course. And that's what we say. I mean, back to your question or statement is that, yeah, the range of people, men, women, backgrounds, from new golfer to touring professional to actually the number one player in the world on the women's side, have all come to Vision 54 to learn these skills.
Excellent. Yeah, on Annika Sorenstam, when she shot a 59, she lipped out for a 58. She went to play, I've heard it said, every round her intention, her vision, was to shoot a 54. Now, my question, and I have so many, how do you recover from the first par if your plan is to shoot a 54?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing, Pia has to tell the story, but I'll tell it for her, is that when Annika came off the golf course that day here in Phoenix and shot the 59, the first thing she said to Pia Nielsen was, yeah, you know, I now know it's possible to shoot 54 or lower, because she said, I know how I got my own way out there. She had 8 birdies in a row, and it started to kind of get to her like, whoa. And she was relieved to make a par on 9, and then she got back on 10 and said, wait a minute, you know, this is the day, and off she went. And like, you know, she said she lipped out for the 58. But the point is that you don't go out and try to shoot 54. Is that for us, it's having a vision about what your possibilities are.
Excellent.
And then from that vision of what your possibilities are is to distill that down into controllable actions or controllable goals. And then to distill that down into what are the skills that I need to learn to actually lead towards this vision of Vision 54. And so, like, one of the skills I often say that Annika took to the bank was decision and commitment. It's the second skill we talk about in our latest book. And in fact, when Annika played one year at Nabisco, she had underneath the bill of her cap, face your fear, which was, hey, you never know beforehand if you've made the right decision in golf. You know, I don't know if it's three balls out or four balls out, but you have to make a decision and go for it. That's face your fear. And now you step into that play box and have total commitment. And, you know, Annika sometimes could come off of a golf course and she might have won the tournament, she might not have, but she's played 72 holes of golf and said to Pia, I was decisive on every shot and I committed to my decision for every shot.
Excellent, excellent, yeah. Excellent. This is interesting. And if you're thinking about a swing change or fine-tuning that swing that you have, Vision 54 talks about, for you know, don't necessarily change your swing. Go for maybe your balance, your tempo, your tension awareness, your emotional resilience, your clear decision-making, all of those things, you need to work on those first because your swing could be just fine. Now, we're running out of time, and obviously I didn't allot enough.
I'd love to talk again, Danielle, so we'll make that happen.
That's great. And so we have three books, and the most recent is Play Your Best Golf Now, and you have Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, The Game Before the Game. Are you planning another?
Yes, we are. And we actually also have an iPhone app out there for those who'd like to know about. And the iPhone app goes with the last book, Play Your Best Golf Now, and there's tons and tons of practice things to do inside that iPhone app. But yeah, we do have another book planned, and it's actually going to be around how to play better golf on the golf course. Like, how could you learn golf and start to practice golf just going out to the golf course and never having to go to the range?
I love it. Because I don't like the range. I like the course. This is my bark.
yeah, we're excited about it.
So we can get all of that. We can get the app. We can get the books. We can get everything at vision54.com.
Absolutely.
And yep.
We can get to the iTunes.
iTunes store for the app. And what is the name of? Is it Vision 54? Do I look?
Yep. Just do a search for Vision 54, and it's the only one there. It'll come up.
Excellent. And if we want to come and learn with you, we can come to Arizona and figure out when a good time would be?
Yes. Yes. We're in Scottsdale, and we're actually in discussions with a couple properties in Hawaii. So it looks like we may be coming to Hawaii sometime, hopefully this year, but for sure in 2014. So.
There's a little monkey inside me that has a symbol that's going binga, 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 binga. All right. Lynn Marriott, great. Pia Nielsen, Vision 54, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle.
We'll be back right after this with Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get star protection.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Thank you so much. And you heard that jet taking off for, it's a Hawaiian Airlines jet. It's going to Seattle, Portland, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento, New York City. You take your pick. You're going there on Hawaiian Air. And that's just the domestic flights. And I may have left one out. But the point is, Hawaiian Airlines is going to fly you and a friend to San Francisco, just like John Neely. He was our first winner. And stay four nights at the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel. Four nights in San Francisco. Hawaiian Airlines is flying you there, and you're qualifying right now. In fact, I think we've already got our qualifier, but let's take a moment to bring Joey Tadeo, Aloha Golf Center. If you need clubs, if you need fitting, if you need analysis, both swing and putting, and if you don't find what you're looking for, they will order it for you, and then they will custom fit it for you, because they are Aloha Golf Center. Joey Tadeo, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Now, instead of going off to the PGA merchandise show all the way in Florida, you are smart. You went to Carlsbad. You went to the Kingdom at TaylorMade. And you went to Cobra, Puma. You checked out Fujikura, the shafts. That must have been a great trip.
It was a great trip. You know, I always get invitations to go and visit the manufacturers there. Carlsbad is kind of the golf mecca for the manufacturers. And, you know, it was great to go out there and see exactly how clubs are put together, how the PGA Tour pros are fit, and even how golf shafts are manufactured.
And Mizuno, Miura, you have all of those things in your store, right? Not just the big names, but you also have the niche markets.
We do carry, you know, the mainstream lines like TaylorMade and Nike, but for those guys who want, you know, the finest forged irons like Miuras, we do specialize in those too. Some, you know, things that are not quite as popular but are known for their quality and their craftsmanship.
And if you have a Bettinardi putter that you're just too frightened to do anything with anyone, go to Aloha Golf Center. I did. I took my Bettinardi. It was too long for me, but no, I just gripped down because I didn't want it cut. But then I found out that Joey Tadeo at the Aloha Golf Center is a Bettinardi certified fitter for my putter, and it is so wonderful. Joey, that putter is even better now than it was before.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, because it fits me. What did you find when you went to, Fujikura for the shafts, which is something Bubba Watson uses?
The biggest thing that I found was there's no standard within the industry as far as if a shaft says stiff flex or if a shaft says regular flex, one manufacturer to another. Everyone measures flex differently. Everyone manufactures their shafts differently. They have a different quality control. So, you know, it's hard to say that, you know, one shaft is going to be exactly the same as another, and that's why club fitting is so important. That's why it's so important to have someone who knows how to assemble clubs properly install those shafts for you, and, you know, or put your club together for you.
I think you just said something really important for a lot of guys and ladies who've maybe said, I want a stiff, or I want, and then they find that the shaft is not at all what they expected. That, I don't think we really realize. We always expect it to be. But when clothing lines, you find that people cut differently. So I guess it stands to reason that there's not one way for them to, you know, that stiff is not necessarily the same stiffness in one manufacturer and another manufacturer. Thank you for that. That's very important. Anything else that really struck you when you were over in Carlsbad?
I think when I went down to the kingdom, it was just an eye-opening experience to see exactly how, you know, PGA Tour players get fit. And when I was down there, in the stall right behind me was Paul Guidos, and he was going through a fitting for the new TaylorMade R1 driver. But, how detailed the fitting is, and how their master club fitters actually interpret the data, that was kind of interesting. You know, listening to that interaction and seeing what shaft combination, what loft combination on the driver would give him the optimal distance. And then, you know, he's known to be, you know, a pretty witty guy, and he was giving them his feedback on, you know, I understand that this is exactly what I need, but ball flight wise, this is what I want to see. Even though he might lose, you know, 10 or 15 yards or even 20 yards, he's a lot of better players are pretty particular in what they want to see when they hit the ball. So, you know, just to learn from that fitting, you know, to observe that, and also Tim Petrovic, who's a PGA Tour player, was there to watch him get fit. You know, that was an awesome experience.
The R1 driver is extremely, isn't that the most used driver on tour?
I believe it is. You know, TaylorMade has 40% of the market share, you know, for regular consumer clubs, and I know they dominate the tour in club usage also. And with that R1, you know, with 140 yards of adjustability, you know, that's pretty awesome. You know, for you to be able to control your ball variation by that much, that's a first in the industry, and I think a lot of golfers are going to benefit from that.
So there's the R1 driver, there's the R1 TP driver, and there's the R1 Super TP driver. You know, would I go to the R1 Super TP, or would you recommend for the recreational golfer the R1 driver?
I think as a whole, you know, the lower handicappers tend to know what they like, you know, in terms of shaft stiffness, in terms of what kind of torque, what kind of tip stiffness. You know, you can go on and on about characteristics of the golf club. Basically, the TP and the Super TP, the only difference between that and the regular R1 would be the shaft and the shaft sleeve. Mm. So, yeah, you know, I would say 90% of the golfers probably fit into an R1, you know, because those specs you can get from a senior flex to all the way to an extra stiff, and that will fit the vast majority of golfers. But, you know, for those better players, or for those guys who know their game really well, who want to see a certain ball flight, who know they want a certain feel in their shaft, those are the guys who are going to go into the TP and the Super TP.
Got it. Yeah. You are Aloha Golf Centers at 1286 Kalani Street. Now, that's right off of Dillingham Boulevard. It's in the same kind of complex as the DMV is, where you get your driver's licenses and stuff. You go down, but go past that big building. What was it, a Gems at one time? I can't remember.
It used to be the Gems.
Yeah, the Gems store. You go down, and then there's a couple of rows of two-story buildings, and go on the right side of, that's the Eva side, you'll find the Aloha Golf Center right upstairs, really comfortable. They've got a place where they'll see how you're hitting. I know, because I was there. They can even show you how you're putting with a high-speed camera. They've got everything at Aloha Golf Center. Now, if you're not in town, let's say you're up central Oahu and you'd like to meet Joey Tadeo. In fact, I think at Mililani Golf Club, aren't they having a demo day coming up?
Yeah, there's an Adam Ping and TaylorMade Demo Day coming up on February 16th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can try all that equipment that we talked about over there, and I might be out there if anyone has some questions or, you know, want to have someone get looked at. I can take a look.
Excellent. And I understand that Mililani is under new ownership and some spectacular changes and improvements to the course and the driving range.
Yeah, YHB took over about 3 years ago. They also own Eva Beach Golf Club.
Nice course.
Yeah, they've infused so much money and so many resources into the golf course. You know, if you haven't been here lately, you'll see the big improvement, you know, in the green, the condition, in the condition of the golf course. I think a lot of people will be surprised by the changes, and it's just going to keep getting better and better.
Excellent. And are you there now?
I am.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm filling in for someone who took off today, so I'm sitting here in my boss's office talking to you right now.
That's very cool. Okay, do you give lessons there, or can I just come and talk to you about equipment?
I'm usually here on the weekends, primarily Sundays. So a lot of people tend to come down, and they like to look, and they like to talk equipment. So if anyone is interested, they can always call the golf course and see if I'm here. Or, you know, they can come visit me on a Sunday morning. I'll be here. I can answer any kind of club fitting question that they may have.
Excellent. And lunch hour, you can always go to Aloha Golf Center. The number there is 687-0888. And great information. Joey Tadeo makes it really, really comfortable. If you think it's intimidating going into a pro shop and asking questions, that's not the case at Aloha Golf Center, okay? Ladies, don't be afraid. They're very welcoming, and just walk in and, you know, look around, and then they'll say, can we help you? And don't be afraid. Just ask your questions. Joey Tadeo, thanks for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we'll be back with Matt Janella. He's a co-host of Morning Drive now. Wow. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
Local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Congratulations, Bobby of Kailua. You are our latest qualifier for the trip for two to San Francisco, four nights at the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel. You'll be flying on Hawaiian Airlines to San Francisco, and we'll take another qualifier. And you could be just like, you know, Vision 54, put that vision out there, put that dream out there, believe. John Neely, he won two round trips on Hawaiian Airlines. He's going to San Francisco. Okay, it could be you. Let's welcome into the show Matt Janella. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Listen, I mean, here, remember Matt? He was the travel guru for Golf Digest. He's moved from New York City to Orlando, Florida. I know you can see him every morning on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. Matt, what's it like getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Well, 2 o'clock would be early. I actually don't get up until 3:45.
Oh, okay. I get up at 3, so all right.
I get to sleep in.
Do you like doing the show?
I used to get home at 3:45 a.m. when I lived in New York. Now I'm getting up at 3:45. It is a shock to my system, to say the least.
I got to ask you a question. You know, with Golf Digest, you used to travel around the country where you went to all of the best golf courses and some of the not best golf courses, and you got to write about them, and you got to stay in the hotels, and you got to write about them. Do you feel a little bit like your wings have been clipped and you're going to be stationary?
the way you just said all that makes me want to go back. It's a little bit of that right now. Actually, these last 3 weeks, I've been on air for, 12 days, I guess now. That was sort of built in as a transition phase of from the old set and the quote old show to what's going to be happening starting on Monday, which is the new set, the new show, 7 days a week, the bigger cast and crew that will make up Morning Drive. I think I'll assume the role much more defined as the travel guy for Morning Drive going forward. So you'll see on Monday I'm going to start counting down my list of top 20 favorite public courses in the country. I'll be actually doing travel segments, talking much more about where I've been recently, what I know about the world of courses and resorts. So I'll be, not necessarily relegated, but I will be much more defined role of travel guy going forward.
Oh, I think that's a better job. Yes, yes. Okay, so Golf Channel's Morning Drive has a brand new set. Now, I kind of like the set where you guys have the mics. It looks like a Morning Drive radio show.
I got news for you, by the way. Those mics don't work. We're all mic'd up talking into mics that don't work. So that I can debunk that.
I kind of knew that because you guys were never on mic and you sounded way too good. But it still had that sort of Morning Drive feel to it. And speaking of radio, I have to do a little something here. KPUA, Hilo, KGU, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Now, so are you going to be like in couches, or can you give us a hint?
We've been putting out sort of snippets of the new studio. I mean, it essentially quadruples in size. It becomes much more of a morning show scene with multiple sets within the set. So there will be chairs if we want to get much more intimate with an interview or with somebody. There's going to be the table where a bulk of the interviews are done, or the conversation happens. There'll be side sets for news updates by Holly Saunders and Lauren Thompson. That the side set is where I'll be doing some of the travel segments with images behind me of the places I've been. It just becomes more flexible. There's going to be a lot more options of how we put the show together.
Yeah.
I've been there 12 days. So for me, everything's still moving real fast.
Well, it's great. The name of the studio is Studio AP, and that doesn't stand for Associated Press, does it?
No. The king himself was one of the original founders of the Golf Channel. So I think it's a real neat tribute to Arnold Palmer to call the studio AP, certainly well deserving. And he was in last week to the unveiling of the sign, and he's the best. And he wandered around and kind of took it all in. And he said a couple weeks ago that Golf Channel has become way more than he could have possibly ever imagined. And it is having its legitimate impact and effect on the world of golf. And for me, to go from print to broadcast, with all the challenges that print is facing right now, seemed like an obvious choice. And I said it last week on the air, I feel like I've won the professional lottery to have this opportunity to sit amongst these experts and analysts and broadcasters and try to learn this craft. So
and
it's gonna be a fun ride.
Yes, and you get to meet all the people who come through.
Yeah. No, just in the last few weeks, the amount of people who have been on the phone or have come through the studio, you know, at one point I was doing push-ups with Gary Player. I mean, it's crazy, and it's fun.
By the way, folks, Gary Player won.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, I mean, there's no way I'm going to compete with him. I mean, this guy's, you know, yes, he's, quote, 77, but there's something in his water that we don't have access to. So.
And it's not deer antler spray.
Yeah, well, who knows? I mean, we don't test for it. Who knows?
Let's talk a little bit about deer antler spray. When I saw your face, when it turned out that Vijay Singh actually, you know, he said, yeah, I did it. I sprayed it. I sprayed it on my tongue a couple times a day.
Every couple hours,
you know, and somebody said in a tournament too? Who knows, right?
And this is a guy who supposedly had to be convinced to take vitamins, and yet, you know, he didn't check with the tour by spraying deer antler under his tongue every couple hours. It's absurd to me.
Yeah, okay. Let's backtrack a little bit. I've noticed that a lot of the people talking on Morning Drive are perplexed that something like deer antler could have something in it that would be beneficial for the body. But in Asian cultures, they've been using stuff like deer antler and shark fin and, you know, I don't even know the number of substances from animals that they've used to enhance lots of things, from the sex drive to the rehabilitation of the muscles, you know? I mean...
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's my kind of party, as long as I'm not playing professional sports.
Aha!
And,
yes.
You know, and it's a banned substance. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I mean, either we're going to have rules and banned substances and we're going to try and have an even level playing field, or not. And the whole thing is, you know, we find out that urine testing and the, quote, drug testing in the world of sports, as we've learned over the last decade and a half, is all just a facade for, you know, I don't know. And I, as a young sports fan, you know, growing up with this generation of, I guess, quote, cheaters, it just continues to be punches in the gut of, oh, wow, I guess all of that we're led to believe is not true.
That's the hard part. Is finding out that your quote-unquote heroes and the people that you've looked up to for their accomplishments, and a Vijay Singh being close to 50 and having had...
Well,
yes?
You know, let's not indict him, you know, and I won't, and I'm not going to. But at the same time, here's a guy who, after the age of 40, has had 23 wins. He had 11 wins prior to that. He's had 23 wins. He's put together a Hall of Fame career, okay, and he... You know, he's notorious for hitting more balls than anybody else. He's got these intense workout regimes. He leaves his trainer in 2008, his so-called, quote, brother and best friend and trainer, the same year they start drug testing. I don't know, whatever that means, I don't know. I'm told that, you know, by his trainer, oh, no, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted to raise a family. Okay, that's fine. But if you're Vijay and you're 49 and you're already sort of under, you know, the heat lamps, and people wondering, like, how did he do that? Jack Nicklaus won 5 tournaments. The greatest of all time won 5 tournaments at the age of 40-plus. Granted, he was off doing, you know, building golf courses, et cetera, except for he was the greatest of all time, and he won 5 events. Vijay won 23 events. So if you're at the age of 49 and you're Vijay Singh and someone hands you deer antler spray, pick up the phone and call the tour and go, hey, guys, is this kosher? Is this cool? That's all I'm saying, and he didn't do that, and that's indefensible, and it's arrogant, and it's idiotic, and he needs to be punished for it.
Okay, if indeed, so you first of all, wait a second now, you said you're not going to, you know, you're not going to condemn him, but...
No, but I am just going to go by the facts, which is that's part of the banned list, and he was taking it, so now serve a suspension.
Okay, so because he admitted that he was taking it, even though he admitted it. And he didn't know that it was, so it was his job, it's his job to find out if what he's taking is a banned substance.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, they released the rules. He had the green sheet and didn't read it. And he's mad at himself for putting himself in that position. And so now you can't play. Now you don't get access to the millions of dollars that the other guys who do read the green sheet, supposedly, and are playing by the rules, you know, supposedly. So, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be consequences.
Yes.
I mean, you know,
yes. No.
He's 49 years old, Hall of Famer, three-time major championship winner. Play by the rules.
Yes, I agree with you. He has to play by the rules. Now, what kind of a suspension do you think he should get?
Can we go back to talking about travel? Please.
Yes, we will. I think Doug Barron getting a year's suspension for taking something that was prescribed by a doctor just so that he would have, I think it was the testosterone levels that any normal man has.
And he had to serve a year's suspension.
I think that Vijay Singh should be suspended. He took a substance that was banned. It was, I think in the rules it says that it's your responsibility to make sure that you're not taking banned substances. I believe it states that quite specifically, that it's
correct.
Okay. Now, the question is, when you said supposedly all these people are doing what they're supposed to do, do you think they should do blood tests from now on people?
Well, I always think, I mean, until we are doing blood testing, then we're never, you know, HGH can only be detected in the blood, and we don't, you know, sports doesn't do a blood test. So until we're doing blood testing or until we're testing for HGH or until they come up with a urine test for HGH, I just don't know what to believe, to be honest with you.
Anymore.
That's the sad reality of being a sports fan.
Yes, and that's the sad reality of being a sports fan. That is exactly right. You want to go back to talking? Okay, let's talk about that fabulous golf course that you were supposed... You were going to be on the show last week, but you had to go play... What was the
Dream
name?
Song.
Dream Song. How could I possibly forget the name? Like Dream Song and a golf course. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So Dream Song is, you know, there aren't any new courses and resorts opening in the United States right now, except for, you know, there's a 36-hole facility opening up in Polk County, Florida, on an old phosphate mine in which, you know, they've been pumping back purified sand, for decades. And, you know, they gave access to Cor Crenshaw and Tom Doak to build two 18-hole courses. They built a nice little lodge. And, you know, there's these rolling dunes. It looks like it's in the middle of nowhere, which it is. And, but it turns out it's only a 90-minute drive for me from where I am in Orlando right now. And it's been, by the way, I'm on Bourbon Street in New Orleans right now, if you should know. So I'm sorry if it's a little loud.
Oh, no. It's fantastic. You know, so it's Stream Song. And we have to, you know, I didn't know that you would be so upset talking about Vijay. Will you come back on the show soon? Because I have a guest waiting now.
Yes. I'll be on as often as you like. I'm not upset to talk about Vijay. You know, it's just that, you know...
I know, it's okay, we don't
cheating,
have...
Cheating is the ultimate violation of...
In golf.
In the world of golf.
Yes.
And so it's unfortunate that this transpired, and it's hard not to talk about it.
Yes.
But I do look forward to golf at some point, you know.
Okay.
Testing for HGH, doing the blood testing, and being purified as it's supposed to be.
As it's supposed to be. Now, okay, since you're on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, who are you picking?
Well, I'm a 49ers fan.
Yay!
My grandfather was one of the original owners of 49ers back in the late 40s. He was a 5% owner back when they needed $100,000 to start an NFL franchise and put up $5,000.
Oh.
And so, you know, I grew up at Candlestick Park. I'm so glad that they went out and got Harbaugh and they went out and got Kaepernick. I love the transition from Alex Smith to Kaepernick. And I'm really excited that the Niners are back to being...
The Niners! And it does great things for Hawaii's economy, and we're super stoked because we're a Niners
great
state. Okay.
I love it. We could
talk
ending
forever.
On a positive note.
Ending on a positive note. Thank you so much for being on the show, Matt Chinnella.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Take care.
Fabulous. We're going to qualify our next person for the trip to San Francisco. Yes, indeed. 4 nights at the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Magnificent by nature, Princeville's Prince Course on Kauai's spectacular North Shore. Renovated greens, bunkers, clubhouse, and more. They're now offering Kama'aina the chance for unlimited play for only $99 for the entire weekend. Golfers, is there a better way to spend Saturday and Sunday? Unlimited play on Kauai's Prince Course with your local ID. It's Kama'aina weekends. That's right. Play 18, 36, or more both Saturday and Sunday for only $99. Call 826-5001 for tee times.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnevik.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the first tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
But remember, stay neutral. Keep that DHEA in your blood flowing, you know, from those all those positive thinking. We were talking with Vision 54's Lynn Marriott earlier. You don't want your cortisol levels to go up because that will just mess everything up, okay? We're going to have an absolutely glorious day. Partly sunny skies with some isolated showers. The winds are out of the east, 15 to 20 miles per hour if you're going to play a round of golf. How about Hapuna? There is a 10-24. It's 51 degrees. At Volcano, and they have a 11:06 for you to play. Poipu has a 9:40, 11:10, a 12:30, and 25% off the sale rack, and they've got brand new 2013 specials that you should check out. Call 808-742-8711. Poipu Bay. It's gorgeous there. We're talking with Jonathan Wall now, PGAtour.com equipment. Yep, Jonathan Wall has moved, and he's with PGAtour.com. Welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Hey, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
And thank you, and I'm so sorry for giving you the wrong time.
No worries.
Gosh. This is exciting. You're like in the inside, in the PGA Tour umbrella. That's must feel really good.
It's definitely different, you know. I mean, going from Yahoo and coming to the tour, it's been a little bit of a transition for me, but a good one. And of course, the big change for me now is I'm on the road. I was on the road for the last 3 weeks and taking next week off. I won't be going to Pebble, unfortunately, but if I would have gone to Pebble, it would have been 6 straight weeks on the road. So I figured I needed a little bit of a break in there to kind of recharge and spend some time with the family. But it's been great, and getting an opportunity really to kind of get inside players' bags and you know, see what they're playing early in the week and you know, what they're working on and new clubs. And obviously, you know, Phil Mickelson switching drivers this week in Phoenix. So it's been a great transition for me, and so far so good.
So you went straight from the PGA Tour show to the West Coast, to Phoenix, I should say, the West Coast. I'm thinking of the western part of the United States. You were at the Waste Management Open. Did you follow Phil Mickelson go for 59?
I did. You know, the funny story is being an equipment guy, normally on Wednesdays, that's kind of the day we head out of town. But I actually had something going on Thursday, so I stayed an extra day, and it's kind of one of those things that I felt pretty fortunate that I hung around and noticed Phil started off strong on Thursday. And, you know, I figured I'd go at least watch and see what he was doing with the new driver in the bag. And, I mean, my gosh, what a magical round from him. And, you know, the crowd was in it all day long. And I thought the neat thing about it was, especially over the last few holes, is it really, really felt like, you know, people were watching perfect game. You know, nobody in the crowd really mentioned, you know, that he was going for 59. I think everybody was just kind of holding their breath, hoping that he'd do it. When he rolled in that birdie putt on 7, I guess, which was his 16th hole of the day, you know, and it just kind of really fired everybody up with two holes to play. And, you know, standing there on the last hole and that putt's going towards the cup, and I mean, it looked just dead center. And I still don't know how it horseshoed out. Just such an unfortunate thing for Phil. And, you know, I love his confidence. You know, he said after his round, they asked him, you know, was he thinking 59? And he said, you know, when I turned in 29, I was actually thinking 58. I mean, how many guys are actually going to say they were thinking 58? I mean, it's one of those things that just you love Phil because of that, because of his confidence that he has in his game when he's on.
Now, and, this is the Callaway Razor Fit Extreme, right?
Yes. That's the new driver. He actually planted a kiss on it yesterday on the 10th hole.
Okay, he did kiss it. We asked that question earlier today.
He did. He admitted it yesterday after the round that he said he put a little peck on the driver. He only missed one fairway yesterday. So, you know, and this is the thing about Phil is, you know, he's had to scramble for pretty much his entire career to win, which, I mean, that's been the best part of his game. I mean, everybody knows he's got the flop shot. He's just the short game master.
He's a Mr. Wedge.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, think about if Phil could have confidence in his driver and he could hit fairways. I mean, this is scary because I think a lot of people wondered if we were kind of at that point with Phil where, you know, is his career kind of in the decline? And, you know, and now he's got a driver with confidence. I mean, we're talking about two rounds here. So, I mean, let's first, of course, see how the weekend goes for him. But if he can have some confidence in this driver, I mean, he's got to be the guy. I mean, even with Tiger winning at Torrey, I mean, with Phil having a driver like this, you would have to think that he would be the guy at Augusta, you know, because that's been his big thing for him is just keeping the ball in play. So, I mean, look, he loves this driver. He's the perfect pitch man. I mean, Callaway has to be loving this because, I mean, the guy just raved about the driver for 2 days now. So, you know, if he goes on to win with it, I think Callaway might see some bump in the Razor Fit Extreme sales.
Yeah, okay. Now, with Phil being so on and so off, I mean, he starts a season, he does not do spectacularly at any of his first two stops, at Torrey or at Humana. What is he doing? Does he use his practice rounds, practice competition?
You know, I think for a guy who has four majors, I think Phil probably uses the early part of the season definitely to tinker a little bit. And look, he has. The driver is not the first new club he's put in the bag this year. He actually tested at Humana. He put a new Odyssey Versa putter in the bag, tested that out. At Torrey, he messed around a little bit with a new Callaway X-Hot Prototype 3-wood. And so now we've got the driver here at Phoenix. So every tournament he's played so far this year, he's tried out a new club. You know, now he went back to his old Odyssey putter, and he went back to the Rocket Balls 3-wood. But, I mean, again, I think this early part of the season is still just trying to find, you know, that little bit of a groove, if he can, with his clubs. You know, and if he finds something new that he really likes, I mean, I think he's going to put it in play. But, I mean, for him, it's not about the money. It's about trying to win majors at this point. And if he can get a club with confidence like this Razor Fit Extreme driver, I think he's all for it.
It's interesting. You know, most guys, when they sign an equipment deal, they got to kind of at least stick with most. But you just mentioned, you know, a couple of different manufacturers. How many different manufacturers does Phil Mickelson have in his bag?
Well, you know, Phil's got the Rocket Balls 3-wood, so it's a tailor-made 3-wood, you know, but he's, of course, has a little, you know, got a little more leeway with the contractual agreement with Callaway. You know, if he wants to put another club in that bag, they're going to let them. Most of these companies kind of have a deal where you need, if you're going to be on staff, you need to play at least 11 clubs that need to be from the manufacturer. So, and I think Phil's one of those guys where if he was, you know, half and half, I'm not sure Callaway would say much because he's, you know, he's the face of the company.
And so, he kisses his driver.
He does. He kisses his driver, which I think is great. I think it's so unfortunate that they didn't get a video of it.
I know. That would be the perfect spot.
It would have been great. Oh, yeah. I think Callaway, you know, Callaway would have had that, you know, in an ad in a magazine by next week. So,
okay, so Phil's straight now. He's driving it straight. We're not going to have to depend on scrambling so much. But wasn't Phil's problem just like, I don't know, 6 months ago, his putting?
I know it was. It was his putter, and. You know, it right now, this is the thing. This is a course he's familiar with. I kind of look at this kind of as a Tiger at Torrey. You know, Phil's won a couple times at Scottsdale, and I think that he, you know, this is a home game for him. I mean, my gosh, the fans yesterday on 16 were, you know, chanting ASU, of course, because he went to Arizona State. You know, I mean, they love the guy. He is, he is the man when he comes to Scottsdale. So. You know, this is a very familiar place. He knows the course well. But, you know, I think for him, he needs a little bit of a confidence boost with the putter. And if he can get it this week, I think that's what he needs, especially going into the next month or so as he's going to be tuning up for Augusta.
Doesn't he play three more events before he takes a break? He's got a huge schedule.
He does. He's got a big schedule, and you know, I think that's sometimes surprising when you think of a guy like Phil. You think most of these the big names usually kind of take some time off, but Phil has traditionally, he likes to ramp up his schedule with a bunch of events, and I think he just does it to kind of gauge his game as he's going forward. And usually he also does it because if he needs to cram in another tournament just as a tune up, he can. And, you know, he's done that in the past with showing up at the Shell Houston Open.
That's right, so, yeah.
You know, it's definitely, the putter was an issue for him, and he just struggled. And I know there were a lot of rumors last year that, that he was having some health issues, and he just really wasn't 100%. He looks good this week, and you know, I think obviously the driver's giving him some newfound confidence. So it's just, you know, kind of a wait and see with Phil. But, hey, I mean, if he keeps playing like this, you have to like his chances this year to maybe pick up one major.
You know, when you say it's not about the money for Phil anymore, and I'm thinking about his tax statement.
You're right.
We've had an interesting year in sports, in golf this year. I mean, it's been very fascinating. I only have a few more seconds. I have two questions that we have to get in about 40 seconds. The first question is, should Vijay Singh be suspended?
Oh my gosh! You know, I don't think he should be. And the only reason I say that is because, for the most part, I think some guys would try and cover it up if they knew that they were doing wrong. I think Vijay was just—I think he was clueless about it. And you know, he's come out and he's kind of admitted that, you know, he did it. And just the way that he talked about it, I don't think they should suspend him. I think just going forward, they really need to make sure that guys know what's going on. But I think DJ's probably in the clear on this.
Okay, final question. Super Bowl. Who's your team?
Oh, I'm taking the 49ers. I used to be a huge Jerry Rice fan growing up. Love the Niners. He's that's my team. I'm hoping the Niners will win.
Okay, well, we've done it. We've gotten everybody with the 49ers, and the Hawaii has always been a Niners state. They're the closest, one of the closest teams to Hawaii, of course, you know. And
right.
They've been down, so they're back up, and it's always good for business in Hawaii when we have a winning team. And since they're our adopted team, yay Niners. Thank you, Jonathan Wall, PGA Tour Equipment. We can find you at pgatour.com. We're going to look for you. We're going to have you on the show again, okay?
Great. Thanks so much, Danielle.
Thank you, Jonathan Wall. And thank you for making the Golf Club Show possible. Because without you, I wouldn't be on the air. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning nature. Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue and accomplished it. For golfers of all abilities, don't be frightened. A unique, unforgettable golf experience. Alicante Mechanical, number one for your air conditioning and plumbing needs. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Go to them, find out where your loose spots are. Protect your home or your business, your concert, your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. And Princeville's Prince Course, magnificent, and they got a special deal for Kama'aina. It's $99 on the weekends, unlimited play. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.